Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Talk to me about this one. How does this sound?
This sounds robust.
Okay, then I'm just going to go with this.
Well, I mean, you have a couple other options.
All right. You want to try it? You want to hear Mike? You want to hear headset two?
Let's hear headset two. Yes.
No, Jason.
Scraps, Pepper, settle down.
Exactly. Please. Hold on.
There goes the clicking. Okay. All right. Headset number two coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Now, this is the one that I ordered during our last podcast, right here.
Yeah, no, that one is not as good.
It's not as good. It's crap. No. I'm returning.
Yeah, okay. All right. And is there a third one, or are we all good there? The first one was quite excellent. Is it Pepper that's making the problems, or is it Scraps?
No, it's always Scraps.
It's always scraps. All right.
Yep. Okay.
So you just go. You had two extra ones. Okay.
Yep. The other one was the one that kept giving us trouble. So I'm not even going to go to that one.
This first one is robust. Can you give people a recommendation? What's the name of the headset? How much did it cost?
This is a gaming headset that I normally just use for my online gaming, and it is it's a Polk Audio headset. I mean, Polk Audio makes, you know, pretty legitimate mid-range audiophile grade stuff.
Okay.
And
so that's a Polk headset with microphone meant for gaming, and you plug it into your computer via USB-C or A?
Well, we're on phone right now, so I've plugged it into my phone that has a Lightning to RJ9 connector.
Oh, very nice. So you are on your phone, and I'm talking to you via FaceTime audio, which is great protocol that too few people choose to use. So let's hope that Apple supports it in the future. And with that said,
this is where the DJ.
This is where 2025 begins. Hey, what's your new year? Who dis? It's my boy, Church.
Look, 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 look.
Oh, beauty, go.
Look, 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 look,
look. Okay.
All right. Hello, my friend. Happy New Year to you.
Same. It has been, you know, you and I have tried to do the math on this several times. You know, it's been the better part of 20 years for us, Zabe, as we enter 2025.
It's a glorious thing. And while I am happy for your Vikings in the abstract sense, and you, fuck you, and the purple piss ants to the mound. I have a list for you, and the list is as follows: Randall Cunningham, Brett Favre, Case Keenum, and Sam Darnold. What is that list? Other than, of course, former Viking quarterbacks. What is the distinction of those four men?
NFC Championship quarterbacks?
No. They're the only four quarterbacks in Vikings history to beat the Green Bay Packers twice.
Oh, yes.
In one season.
Almost never happens. Yeah. And Zabe, it could be three times in one season. Oh baby, would that be amazing?
Okay. You have no you should walk more humbly for a guy who roots for a team that's won nothing ever. Trophy case. You should walk more humbly. You were invoking the wrath of the gods. You almost fucked up the game because you tweeted out sarcastically right when the game started getting very tight for your boys. I forget what it was, something about one quarterback is playing for $10 million on a 1-year deal. The other guy's the highest paid guy in the league. Who's who?
Yeah. And right.
The game went with the straight box to shit for the Vikings after that.
It did. When I tweeted that, it was the third quarter, and Jordan Love had, I think, 60 passing yards on the day.
Yeah, it's 64 yards passing. Yeah.
And from the moment I tweeted that, it was all Packers for the rest of the game until basically the final drive. Oh, man, you'd think I'd know better.
Yeah, well, you know, though, here's the bottom line is simply that, well, you know, sometimes guys don't play well. Love didn't play well. He blamed his receivers, said they need to get open more, they need to win more. LaFleur admitted that he did not expect as much man coverage, and so therefore they were slow to change, not good. Your team was the better team yesterday. They're the better team overall. But we'll see what happens once January comes. More importantly, how do you feel about this epic showdown coming in game 272 out of 272, less than a week from right now in Motor City?
I don't think it's hyperbole or just hometown bias, Zabe, to say this is one of the biggest regular season games in NFL history.
Okay, it's hyperbole. It's the biggest. It's the biggest game in week 17 or week 18 at the end of the year since like 2020, I think I read. Zabe. That there was a end of year clash. Or maybe it was earlier than that. I mean, look, it's big. It's the first ever 28-win game that'll ever
first
be played.
First ever 28-win game. Get this. It's the first time 14-win teams have met other than the NFC Championship game. I mean, you have to go to Super Bowls and championship games to find 14-win teams that meet each other. This is the first time it's ever happened in the regular season. And think about the stakes. And a lot of times, including this coming weekend, there are stakes like a team needs to win or get in. And that is common, and that happens all the time in the final week of the season. But the stakes here, Zabe. The 1 seed versus a 5 seed. The path so much different between these two. Obviously, the 1 seed, you get home field advantage throughout. You get the bye week. It's huge differential as opposed to the 5 seed. You have to go on the road likely for the remainder of the playoffs and play the extra game. I mean, just a massive differential. And think of what it means to the Lions, a team that needs every week possible to get their injured defensive players back, to get David Montgomery back. That week off would mean so much for the Lions.
Who would they get back if they get the bye? Would they get Anzalone back? They're not getting Hutch back. That's a long shot, literally Super Bowl at best.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went through the list, and it was three. They would get 3 defensive starters back, estimated then. I haven't looked since then.
Okay.
But that was the thinking, was the that based on timelines, they would get 3 players back on defense. And that's a lot for a defense that's getting destroyed.
Does it bother you then that this is the biggest game in NFL history and your Vikings are still the 6th longest shot to win, or 6th best shot to win the Super Bowl according to Vegas futures right now? You're plus 900. You're 9-1. You're behind the Eagles, the Ravens, the Bills, the Lions, and the Chiefs. Disrespect?
Earned disrespect when accurate. You've lost. Well, you haven't been to the Super Bowl since 1977. You've lost 6 straight
Understood.
NFC Championship games. I don't think anybody feels like the Vikings are anything close to a lock to make.
But the 1 seed in the NFC, which has been the stronger conference this year, should be higher as a expected potential champion. Yeah. And I think part of that is just the pedigree aspect of your quarterback. And Sam Darnold has been phenomenal. We're going to get into the dilemma now that the Vikings are in on that. But I think there's just a pedigree thing where the odds makers don't want to believe that he could actually win a championship.
Yeah, or the Vikings can win a championship.
Or just I think that's the cursed franchise.
Right, right. I mean, you know, we are the longest franchise in major sports.
Why are the Eagles
not fail to win?
I know. Why are the Eagles a better favorite than you guys?
Because they're a better rounded team. Okay. Because the Eagles have, they can run to a victory with Saquon Barkley. They can pass to a victory with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They can play defense against the run and the pass equally at an incredibly high level. They're top five in both. So that's what they are, the best rounded team in the entire playoffs of the Philadelphia Eagles. And if I had to put money on one team right now to win the whole thing, I'd take the Eagles.
Yeah. So here was, I think, one of the more interesting tweets from the last 24 hours, or maybe it was 48 hours stretching back to Sunday. And that is, who would you rather be? The Falcons, who just paid $80 million for 7 wins from their bridge quarterback, and I have to eat a $56 million shit sandwich to go to their future in Penix, or the Vikings, who are going to have to extend their bridge guy to the tune of probably $50 million a year for 4 years. I've seen that number thrown around. Let's just call it 4 for $200 million, while you let your 10th overall pick sit and wait. Who would you rather be?
I'd always rather have the good quarterback on my roster. Right?
I agree.
I'd always rather have that option. And it's still, by the way, despite everything Sam Darnold has done, he just set the all-time NFL record for games with a passer rating over 100 in one season. Nobody, history of the league, and granted, it used to be a 14-game season and a 16-game season, but nevertheless, history of the league, nobody's had his, I think it's, is it 12, 11 games right now that over 100%, 100 passer rating?
It's quite a run, but that's the essential question, because it's so odd to think in the fact that you guys are intertwined, because Kirk went to the Falcons. You got a pick back for tampering on that. That was kind of nice move by you guys. And, you know, the Falcons are not in a better spot than you are right now.
No, but they're in a far worse spot.
Right, but they're going to go to a quarterback who has all upside but is totally unproven. You've got Darnold, who I think has proved he's figured it out, and he's worth 100%. QB1 money. I'd be much more comfortable giving him QB1 money than Brock Purdy. More on him in a second.
Agreed.
Yeah.
This is the constant talker here in this town, is now whether or not you upset the plan. They'd worked to get the salary cap under control once they got rid of Kirk's deal, and they had all this, and the plan was to bring in, you know, McCarthy and not pay a quarterback, and that would let you build up defense and lots of other things you could spend that money on. And you just drop that whole plan.
I say,
and now
yes.
Put all this money in.
When I saw Darnold get the water bottle shower and the lifting up in the locker room, I said to myself, "There's no way you can let that walk out the door. You cannot.
How do you?
It would be so karmically toxic to the entire team. It's just not going to happen. It's going to cost you money. He may slide back a bit in terms of his play next year, but you can get out of huge, singular bad contracts for quarterbacks. The Falcons will exit this Kirk Cousins boondoggle without too much blood and guts. The Packers did it with Rodgers, and the Jets are going to do it with what's left of Rodgers. You will escape total carnage on a singular quarterback deal that goes wrong. You can't escape multiple deals that have pinned you down all over your roster. See the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, great point. And here's the thing, Zabe. If you've got a really good quarterback, and granted, if Darnold shits the bed this week and then in the playoffs, he might lose the next two games.
Football's hard.
You know, the whole thing's over. You know, then the whole conversation changes. But based on the data we have right now,
will change, but it shouldn't change. That's one of the big things that I have a problem with. Teams make decisions on single game narratives. Teams will make decisions based on what happens in the next 2 weeks in the playoffs. That is so dumb. Like, your decision-making on is this guy the right guy should have nothing to do with whether or not he wins you a playoff game. A playoff game is a coin flip. To me, that's how I think. But teams do it, Church.
Well, and he's just one guy. You can lose a game or win a game with the other 21 players on the field.
Right.
So here's the math that they're doing here in town is this. Would you rather have Sam Darnold at, let's say, $50 million a year, or would you rather have three other good players?
No, I mean, Darnold.
Like proven good players. And I'm on your side. I'm like, I want my quarterback. I mean, I can find a good safety. Right. I can find a good linebacker, right? Good luck finding another quarterback who's going to play as well as Sam Darnold has played this year.
Yeah. All right. So that said, the Lions get out of Monday night unscathed from any major injuries, which is more than the Niners can say with Purdy, who caught a nerve on his elbow on what seemingly was an innocuous play. And he's going to be okay, they think, but it would make me very nervous if I were to go try to buy Brock Purdy next year as another team, given that that elbow, the one that blew up in Philly at the worst possible moment 2 years ago, is now a problem again. So I look at that situation and I say to myself, you can't pay Purdy. I mean, you can if you want. I wouldn't. To me, Brock Purdy is Jimmy G 2.0, and the numbers back it up. He's just not that good.
He is a letter grade B or B minus quarterback that in most systems would end up, he'd get washed out of the league and wouldn't be able to be a starter for very long. But in San Francisco, a B minus quarterback can still rally together and get you to a Super Bowl like he did. But I don't think I would give him big money, and I don't think I'd re-sign him. There are a lot of people here that think Sam Darnold is going to go back there because...
Oh, my God. Because of the Kyle thing. Yeah?
Well, yeah. Keep in mind, obviously, Darnold was there last year. They know him. And our general manager came from San Francisco. And what we've learned since the Vikings signed Sam Darnold last offseason was that the 49ers front office had told our general manager, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, good things about Darnold. And they had said, yeah, Darnold's great. Go, you know, we're not going to be able to afford him. Go get him. He's going to be a free agent. And they blessed that. They blessed us taking him. And so the belief is that the 49ers front office liked Darnold. He was a free agent. They couldn't afford to keep him. And so they, you know, they didn't keep him, but they might want him back now. So now the question is, what could the Vikings get? They could franchise Sam Darnold and then trade him and get equity for Darnold. And what would a team pay?
How do you know if McCarthy is any good? Like this is if you think you know, you better stop and go look long and hard at the steaming pile of shit that C.J. Stroud has laid on the carpet down in Houston this year. Like, the regression on him has been stunning. Is it a one-year dip? Don't know. Nobody knows.
Don't know. No, but the belief here is, Zabe, our coach is so special.
I know.
Kevin O'Connell is so special.
He's good.
And he's the quarterback whisperer.
He's good.
That it doesn't even matter. We'll make anybody great here. And I think that's absurd because the quarterback position is brutally hard.
Yeah.
And you have to have a certain amount of innate talent, even with Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah. So Purdy, his numbers this year are stunning. Not to good. The last year of Jimmy G. Ready for the comp?
Oh, yes. That'd be great.
Jimmy G, 2021. Completion percentage, Jimmy G, 68.3. Purdy this year, 65.9. So okay, it's even close. Under. Touchdowns. Jimmy G, 20. Purdy, 20. Picks, Jimmy G, 12. Purdy, 12. Sacks, Jimmy G, 29. Purdy, 31. It's the same guy. I feel like Pam in the office saying, it's the same picture.
Same thing.
It's the same picture. Yeah. Corporate wants me, which is the difference. It's the same picture. They're the same guy, and they're both nice guys, and I wish them the best. I would not pay them any money. Or better yet, just let him play out next year. He's under contract, remember.
Does he have a year left?
Yes. Okay. See, this is the first year you can give him a long-term deal.
Yeah.
I would just write him another year and say, look, if you're great and you break the bank somewhere else, God bless you, but we're going to kind of bet the under on you, which teams don't like to do. But they did it with Winston. Remember, they let Winston down in Tampa play all the way out his first year, his first contract, and then they let him walk. So it has happened.
And, Well, and keep in mind, if Purdy does turn out to be good, you just franchise him the next year. You got another year of runway.
That's another way to do it, although that gets very contentious with players.
It does. Yeah. It does. And the Vikings are believed already to have told Sam they will not put him on a one-year franchise tag next year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awfully nice of you guys. It's very Minnesota of you guys.
That is.
Minnesota nice.
Minnesota.
Minnesota yes. nice, which is a variant of Iowa nice, Canadian nice, Canadian nice, and Wisconsin nice. I went through the different flavors of Midwest nice versus Canadian nice.
How come there is no Wisconsin nice?
There is a Wisconsin nice. It is an aggressively drinking nice, however. It's the rowdiest of the nice. Minnesota yes. nice is a somewhat reserved nice where your people are so wonderful to everybody, but you keep a little bit in reserve for non-natives. Iowa nice is literally come sleep in our farmhouse, sleep with our farm daughter if you want. We'll feed you. Just stay as long as you need. It's the nicest of the nice. And then Canadian nice is kind of a snooty kind of a nice. A look down your nose at Americans nice.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. Which, you know, well, that, which will fly even better when they're the 51st state.
I love that talk, by the way, calling him Governor Trudeau. All this bold talk for we're going to take the Panama Canal back. We're going to make Canada our 51st state.
It's absurd.
Listen, I'd be all in favor of both things, but I've lived long enough and been disappointed so much by politicians of all stripes in this country. There's no fucking way anything as good as those. One of those two acts would be one of the greatest things ever. Imagine us taking over Canada, which we could. Taking over the Panama Canal, which we should, building a fucking huge wall on their southern border, those are all doable things. None of them will happen.
Well, now Canada's not doable.
Yes,
you can't
is.
Just annex Canada.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You,
do you
can't
want to know
just
how?
Go. You know, yeah, I do want to know. I want to know, like, logistically, how you could possibly do that.
You would say, how are you going to survive with these tariffs? How are you going to survive if we don't want to protect you from being invaded? How do you want to survive? Like, there's a lot of ways. Canada's freeloading off of us. You know that, right? As a country.
No. How?
Yes. They have. Imagine them alone in the world. What would they do? What does Canada make? What's their economic might? What do they produce in any elite fashion that is world renowned, like the Germans or the French or the US or China or India? They're not.
Shorzy is pretty good.
Right. It's Tim Hortons.
TV.
It's Tim Hortons donuts, hockey, and curling. And because we are the greatest buffer to a mass southern invasion of third world immigrants, they are coasting on us. But I don't want to get into it now. Yeah, go ahead.
No country's trying to take over Canada. What do you mean? But we do offer. We do offer several thousand miles of resistance for migrants. There is that.
Yes. They're still importing them as fast as they can because they're just so hopelessly liberal, or at least the Trudeau regime is. But, I mean, the natural buffer is there.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Okay, let's get back to better arguments and better stuff to talk about, such as how was week 17 in fantasy? Championship weekend, I had no skin in the game because I was out long ago. I should probably be in some traditional fantasy football leagues again so I could be interested in the whole year long. But I heard from a lot of people saying, man, with all the injuries, this was a really janked up final week.
Yeah, there is some truth to that. A lot of injuries coming into it. There weren't a lot of injuries in game, so that was good. There were some giant performances, Zabe.
Yes.
That absolutely tilted the scales of victory. In one of my, I was alive in two Guillotine League championship games.
Okay.
I won one and I lost one. Unfortunately, the one that I lost had way more money involved, but I went up against Jaden Daniels with his three passing, one rushing touchdown, and I don't know, 300 passing yards, whatever he put together. That was brutal. I was also against Trey McBride for his first touchdown of the year, along with his, I don't know, 14 catches and 140 yards. So that was against me. I was against Jahmyr Gibbs, and I was, and I'm like, I'm hoping to God that, you know, Gibbs, you know, that Dan Campbell doesn't run his guys. No, Gibbs goes off, gigantic game. It was bad. My opponent scored 170 points, and even though I put up like 165, I couldn't quite get there. And that was brutal. I'm not quite over it yet.
If not for the fact that the Lions did play their aces, their fantasy aces, all the ones that were healthy minus Montgomery, it would have been a much worse week because people were looking towards that as potentially fantasy Mageddon. But some guys that didn't have to play or didn't have to play well, like Josh Allen did, and put up pretty big numbers. Same thing for Saquon and others.
The other one, and this is people, nobody likes hearing about other people's fantasy leagues when I'm going to tell this story anyway. About a dozen years ago, I invented a new kind of league called an Empire League.
Yeah.
And the premise, Zabe, is...
If you win it... Sorry.
And you probably know because I've told you about it in years past.
Yep.
The premise, it's okay. The premise is, because your listeners all don't know, at any given year, instead of awarding all of the money in the pot, you only award half of it to the winners for that year. And the other half of it rolls forward year after year, waiting for some team to win it in back-to-back years. And then they cash out the whole rolling pot and the league dissolves.
Awesome.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. So our champion has a great team. He finishes this season with one loss and he rolls into the championship game last night and he's stacked with Lions. He desperately needs, and he's down by 60 points and he needs Dan Campbell. He needs Dan Campbell
to be the meathead that he is.
Yes, to play all his Lions. He's got Gibbs, he's got Laporta, and he's got Jameson Williams. And they all went off.
Wow.
And he ends up coming back from the 60 points down to win the Empire League. And he pulled down, Zabe, $13,000.
Wow. Happy fucking New Year on that one right there.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff right there. By the way, if Oz the Mentalist is so brilliant and he can read minds, how come he doesn't win every fantasy league he's ever in? Why doesn't he play fantasy football?
And why isn't he betting? Why isn't he living in Vegas?
Right, exactly. You don't have to do this dumb act anymore. You just go bet on games if you're that smart.
Right.
Speaking of betting, the favorites.
Well, wait, Zay, hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
Who's to say there isn't some mentalist out there who is first, you have to just buy the fact that there is such a thing, that it's somehow possible. And that person is betting just enough through enough different proxies to not be noticed.
It's possible. Or you could just be betting favorites the last 5 weeks because the favorites since week 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, right? That's 5 weeks. The favorites since week 13 have gone 61-16.
What? Oh my God.
A 78% clip. Capped
against
off
the
by
spread?
Yes, capped off by this week, the favorites going 13-3 ATS, and 15-1 overall. It's a square bettor's paradise this last month and a half. If you're not making money on the NFL, you're a moron. Bet the favorites.
Wow. I had no idea. You know, of note in this as well, and it might be part, this might be part of this discussion, Zabe. The quarterback situation has, you know, and this is why they should not add games, but they will because there's more money into it. You know, the quarterback situations are terrible now. You know, these quarterbacks get hurt and their teams can't win. And, you know, like we're going to be looking at this coming week, we're going to be looking at games started by Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Spencer Rattler, Jimmy Garoppolo, Carson Wentz, Josh Dobbs, Tanner McKee. You know, maybe that's part of it as well, is that quarterback position becomes so volatile. The starters end up dropping and the backups can't win.
But the odds makers should account for that.
That's true.
They're unable to account for it. Now, this week, we have the largest line of the year in which the Ravens are 18 against the Browns.
Because
Ravens still have to win to secure their division, and the Browns are dog shit. And here's a number on Dorian Thompson-Robinson that you're not going to believe. You ready? There have only been two instances of a quarterback averaging under 4 yards per pass attempt with at least 100 attempts in a season. So in other words, the PPA, the pass per attempt, which is a gold standard for quarterbacks, because there's no point in throwing if you're not going to throw for decent yardage, right? Anyone can dink and dunk.
Right.
And we're talking 100 attempts or more. So it's a large enough sample size. It's not one game. It's two or three games, at least. There's only two times a quarterback has averaged under 4 yards. 2023, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. And again this year, 2024, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I compiled some stats you just would not believe. Here's another one for you. Jamar Chase has more receiving yards this year than every wide receiver on the Patriots roster. Jamar Chase, 1,612 yards. Every Patriot wideout, 1,543. This guy, Jalen Polk, has sucked for the Patriots this year, or just got bad quarterbacking. One of the two.
Drake Mays actually played shockingly well for a guy playing behind the worst and most injured offensive line in football.
Right.
May has been downright gallant.
Right. The Lions, here's another number for you. The Lions are the first team in NFL history to have two running backs and two wideouts all over 1,000 yards in a season.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So
I did not know that.
The entire cast of Sonic, Knuckles, Tails, and Shadow, as they're calling these four guys. Can you name which ones are which? My daughter's a huge Sonic fan. She knows quite well.
Well, we know Sonic is the hedgehog. Knuckles is...
No, no, I don't
know,
but who are the players? So Sonic is Gibbs, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
Jahmyr Gibbs, by the way, is the only fantasy player to score more than 10 points a game every week in fantasy this year.
Oh, we'd love
So he is the fantasy king for 2024. David Montgomery is Knuckles because he's more of a bruising back. Amon-Ra St. Brown is Shadow, who has just all-around powers. And then Jameson Williams is Tails, who can fly. So there's your four right there.
I love it. That's awesome.
All right. Another stat for you right here as I'm piling these up. Your boy Sam Darnold is having a top 10 DPI season of all time, according to Football Outsiders' Aaron Schatz. Is it Football Outsiders he's with?
Yeah. Yep. I think that's right.
FTN Fantasy, creator of DVOA. Aaron Schatz, numbers guy, says Sam Darnold is now up to 15 DPI flags for 328 yards this season, one of the top 10 DPI seasons ever.
Wow.
Do you know who's number one in DPI yards, according to Schatz?
Johnson. All time? Or?
Yeah, Brad Johnson in 99 with the Redskins.
Why? Weird. Okay.
That 99
that's so
team,
weird.
Well, the 99 team had Michael Westbrook and Albert Connell as their wideouts. Connell could fly.
Man.
So they got a lot of DPIs that year for whatever reason. Number two is Tom Brady with the Buccaneers in 2020. Number three is Aaron Rodgers in 2015. Number four is Roethlisberger in 2020. Favre in 99. And then Sam Darnold this year, most DPI yards. And I'm not saying they're not deserved, but, you know, you guys, he got 18.
All time.
Yeah, he got 18. Now, so, 18 is a problem. And three is really good as well, even if he fucking drives like a menace.
Well, it's hard to drive. Technically hard to drive when you're passed out.
That's where they found him, right? Passed out
yes.
in an intersection.
Passed out at the wheel. Yes.
Yeah. Now look, you know, this is not a church league, the NFL.
No.
And the saying is, if they're not in jail and they're not suspended, you play them. You play them and you just accept the exchange. You're not going to always have a team full of everyone that you trust to babysit your newborn child. Much of the team you would. Just not everybody. You'd be like, that guy, nah. Not going to leave the kids with him.
No, certainly not. That is not my guy for that.
So
he is my guy to get open if I need him to get open. And he's apparently my guy to get DPI calls against him.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to do you think the DPI calls, is that just random? Or do you think that's a factor of, say, defenders who respect the receivers and feel like I better drag down this receiver because he's going to catch Justin Jefferson, is going to catch anything that comes his way. So I'm just better off taking down Justin Jefferson.
I think there's so much hand fighting both ways on every pass play DB to mm-hmm. wide out that it's easy to call it if you want to call it. That's what I think about DPI. I see more and more now, I see a pass that is broken up and it's not DPI. And I'll watch it again on replay and go, oh, there it is. Look at that. He just mm-hmm. grabbed the collar of his shoulder pads for a split second to just give him a tiny tug. And that's why the ball went off his hands, because he couldn't jump quite as high. It might have knocked him off kilter for a split second, but that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You just got to be crafty to not get called with it. One more thing, and then you've got a Nikki Glaser topic for me on the way out the door, and I've got a quick New Year's thing. In terms of things you cannot believe are real, but then you look them up and you're like, wow. You know, the Jets were losing 40-0 at one point in the game on Sunday to the Bills.
Yes.
And they not only were losing 40-0, but they had two turnovers and had 15 accepted penalties called against them.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Rodgers finished the game, which he didn't finish the game, but he left the game as he basically tapped out. He suggested to old Ulbrich, you know what, 33-0, maybe we should, you know, tap in, what's his name, old Teddy B. And, of course, he then throws two touchdown passes, which is hilarious. Rodgers finished his portion of the game with a QBR of 1.2. It's the lowest QBR since Davis Mills' 0.8 in 2021. And it is one of the 20 lowest QBRs since ESPN cooked up the stat. And there are people, the desk pundits on the major networks charge are saying, I think you got to bring Rodgers back. He's not playing that bad. He was hurt early in the year. You know, you got to get, I'm like, run. Run from this guy. What are you talking about? The Jets need the hardest of plunger resets in the history of the league. There was a play by Rodgers, I don't know if you saw it, in which he's rolling to his right, fourth down and two, and he's got open room to run for it if he was not 40 million years old. He's got a Breece Hall wide open for a dink if he wants to throw it, and he's got his tight end releasing on the second level wide open. He ends up throwing a dirt ball that hits the tight end in the ankles and he drops it, and then he promptly yells at the tight end for something like, you didn't run the right route. What a fucking dick. You're old and you're cooked and you're done. If I'm the Jets, I'm getting out of the business no matter what.
I'm a little surprised he's starting this week. There were a lot of people who thought that he wouldn't, and I was listening to that, just like, you know what? We're done.
Do you know why probably they're doing it? Because he's at $4.99 for touchdowns.
Oh, and he was at $4.99 coming into last week. Didn't help him.
I joked, what do they give you for $500? a free jacket, a logo jacket. They get 6 months of HBO Max for free. Like, who fucking cares? He's in fifth all time in touchdown passes, and he'll stay in fifth all time if he gets 500. But who knows? They're going to eat a huge cap number on him, whether he stays or whether he goes, whether he retires or whether they cut him. There's no real escape from the money that is owed in the future. It's all a matter of how far do you want to push out the pain on Rodgers.
The offense, has as bad as it was last year, is not much better this year with Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to be worse a year older next season.
Right.
You can't go forward with him as your plan. Can't do it.
Not only that, but apparently Garrett Wilson does not want to be there, according to Rappaport, if Rodgers is back. And that makes sense, because who's Rodgers' boy? 17.
Well, yeah, right.
So you know,
he's iced out Garrett Wilson in the whole second half of the season.
Right. DJ Moore, their safety who they brought in, was like, nah, I'm going to free agency. He told that to Tyler Dunn after the game, just openly, with a week left in the season. He's like, we thought we'd be rolling. This has turned out so poorly. And what I need from the listeners out there, I need to find this quote. I couldn't find it myself, and it was a cursory search. I probably could search harder, but I know somebody knows what I'm talking about here. Do you remember the night before the opener when Rodgers either tweeted or posted on Instagram or said in some athlete's first article that came out about how happy he was and how life is beautiful, and I feel like I'm in just the right spot in my life at the right time, and that, you know, wonderful things are going to happen. It was literally the night or the day before the opener in which his Achilles went, bang!
Oh, so 2 years ago, you mean?
Okay. 2 years ago, he wrote, and, you know, not trying to be an asshole, I'm like, okay, good for you. You feel good. You're happy. You're in a big city. You got hopefully one last great chapter in your athletic life. And boy, did it turn straight to shit. I want to find that thing. Oh, one more thing about the Jets. Did you see the Josh Allen photo with the boombox?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm going to send it to you. So the Jets, being the clown outfit that they are, had their players march out of the tunnel with a guy with a ginormous boombox. Some new age boombox designed to be super loud, on his shoulder playing Gangster's Paradise. And Josh Allen is waiting in the wings because I guess the Bills have to follow the Jets out of the tunnel. And you can see him in the background, but you have to zoom in on the photo. High-res photo. And in the photo, you can see Josh Allen smirk like, I'm going to fucking eat these guys lunch today. People have re-edited the video of it to include the Seinfeld theme, or not the Seinfeld, the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme. Bum, 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 ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, I'll send you that. Nikki Glaser, you want to ask me about her hosting the Golden Globes?
What are the odds that a woman who is, I think by almost any measure, just the dirtiest comedian, female comedian, or even either gendered comedian, that is in memory, would end up being allowed to host the Golden Globes? And what do you think it says about us as a society? And we both think she's funny, and I think she, you know, it's a great bit, but, you know, her comedy is basically nothing but sex. Her whole set, so
dirty,
the hour-long set,
raunchy,
it's
sexual,
the whole thing.
Humor. Yes,
yes, the whole thing, and she's doing the Golden Globes. What do you think that says about the Golden Globes, and what do you think it says about us culturally that apparently we're ready for this?
Well, to begin with, all of Hollywood is a cesspool of pedophiles. Ricky Gervais's monologue at the Oscars is the greatest monologue in the history of monologues. You remember that?
I rewatched it in the last week because it's so precious.
Says it to their face. From Harvey Weinstein to Epstein to Diddy and Jay-Z, probably fucking degenerate sexual perverts. The entire city is that. The entire industry is that. So when the Golden Globes chooses to hire her, I'm like, okay, that's fine. It's only a potential for collateral damage if they can't control her jokes and she gets a little bit too raunchy. I thought she had some great jokes in the Brady roast. So I'm a fan of Nikki Glaser. I'm a fan of her comedy. I think she's hot as hell. I think she's going to end up a sad, childless, middle-aged woman who realizes, you know what, there was another path that my biology yearns at that I'm going to regret. You know, she spent like $100,000 going to Taylor Swift concerts all over the globe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Nikki Glaser defended it because people were like, wow, how many of these did you go to? She's like, I went to like 13 different concerts all over the globe. Spent
well, who
over
cares, Abe?
Spent
if
over
she's got
grand.
The money.
Well, that's what
who
she
cares?
Said. She said, look, I do well and I don't have any kids. So this is what right. I choose to spend my money on. This is what makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, right now she can't have kids because nobody wants to hear the pregnant woman deliver her her jokes. Nobody wants that.
It'll ruin her bit is what you're saying.
Yes. I mean, she's got to wait. Right now she's red hot. She's got to ride this out at least like the 4 years that she can accumulate a bunch of money and then decide whether or not you just want to retire and go be a mom. She can still be a mom for 4 or 5 years from now.
She's 40, though. So TikTok,
she's on the clock. Yeah, she's on the clock.
TikTok, the pride of Cincinnati, yep. Ohio, Nikki Glaser, who is the hottest attainable level woman, I think, currently in pop culture.
And attainable, by attainable meaning?
I don't mean by me. I mean civilian attainable. So in other words, she's the hottest regular looking woman.
Yep.
Not a model thirst
end.
Trap. Yes, exactly.
Right. Like, yes. There's a scenario where a schlub like me could have somehow taken that down were she not already a famous, well-to-do comedian.
Right. So today, as people listen, it is already 2025. I wished I could have been with you again for New Year's Eve like I was last year.
That was a great time last year.
That was a great time. I spent New Year's Eve back on the couch in my house with my family and my daughter, Catherine, who loves to throw the confetti at midnight. That said, I put a poll up on Twitter that said, what is the best place to enjoy New Year's Eve? You ready? Times Square, Las Vegas, a sleepover party house of some variety, or your couch. Care to guess which one won going away?
Couch.
Yes. 86%. Times Square drew 0.5%.
No way. I would not want that. That's great.
All right. Very good. Charge, Happy New Year, my friend. Good luck to your Vikings, all right? See ya.
You don't mean it.
I
take it anyway.
All right.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.